Canto 3, chapter 22, and text number 18. ताम प्रार्थयन्तिम ललनाललाम असेवितश्रीचरणेरदृष्टाम वत्साम मनोरुच्चपरास्वसारम् कोनानुमन्येत् बुधो बीयातम् ताम प्रार्थयन्तिम् ललनाम ललामम् असेविता श्रीचरणा चरणैर् अदृष्टाम् वत्सामनोरच्च पदास्वस्वारम् कोनानुमन्येत् बुधो बुधो अभियाताम् ताम प्रार्थयन्तिम् ललना ललामम् असेविता श्रीचरणैरदृष्टम् वत्साम मनोर उच्चपदस्वसाराम् कोनानुमन्येत् बुधोभियाताम् ताम प्रार्थयन्ति ललनानलामं असेवितश्री श्रीचरणारविन्दृष्टा वत्सा मनोच्चपदः स्वसारम् कोनानुमन्येत् बुधो अभियाताम् What wise man would not welcome her, the very ornament of a Manu, the beloved daughter of a Swayambhu Manu, and the sister of Uttanapad? Those who have not worshipped the gracious feet of the goddess of fortune cannot even perceive her. Yet she has come of her own accord to seek my hand. अतो भजिष्ये समयेन साध्विं यावत् तेजो विभ्रुयादात्मनो मे अतो धर्मान् पारमहंस्य मुख्यान् शुक्ल प्रोक्तान् बहुमन्ये अभिस्त्रान् Therefore I shall accept this chaste girl as my wife on the condition that after she bears a semen from my body I shall accept the life of a devotional service accepted by the most perfect human beings. That process was described by Lord Vishnu. It is free from envy. So before getting married itself, Kardama Muni is explaining the purpose of getting married and what will be his plans. So here he clearly says that after she bears semen from my body, I shall accept the life of devotional service accepted by the most perfect human beings. And this process was described by Lord Vishnu, which is free from envy. And in the purport, Prabhupada clearly explains that according to Vedic principle, the first part of a life should be utilized as a brahmacharya. That should be underlined. Because some issue is already going on. People, they don't understand what Vedic philosophy says. They have their own contemplation, they have their own misunderstanding about it. There is a particular ashrama which has given for brahmachari, specific. And that ashram is meant for development of character and spiritual qualities. See, the whole Vedic system is very systematic. As previously we have discussed, that the first thing that Kardama Muni, he prays about is Shila. Shila is character. And same thing actually Manu Maharaj has done. Manu Maharaj, when he explained about the qualities of Kardama Muni, the first thing he takes that Shila. Shila means character. And this character building happens in Brahmacharya Ashram. Because since the childhood, they get properly trained by the Acharya, who has followed the whole system. It's not that just Tom, Dick, Harry who has accepted randomly and has come and started preaching about this or started teaching about this. The person who has, who had never applied that thing in his own life, he is going to discuss about that. That will not give any impact. And we have seen for last few decades, there are so many people, they have come up with different ideas for this. Oh no, we should adjust with this, we should compromise with this, because the Western culture and the impact of Western culture that's happened on the, our faith or our life, according to that we can modify. You can't just play around with the system which is given by the Lord Himself. And who is following that? Kardama Muni, he himself is telling. It's not that I have fabricated something else. He clearly says that this system, this process is described by Lord Vishnu himself. Not some concocted person with his own brain. That need to be understood. See, reading books, especially the scriptures, is not like reading newspapers or some magazines for the collecting information. Reading scriptures means understanding them. Unless and until you understand this line, you should not go further. That's what the Vedic system of learning. But if people think that just read books and I have finished Bhagavatam, I have finished Chaitanya Charitam, I have finished Chaitanya Bhagavatam. A proper person, if he is following the spiritual path, he never says that I have finished with this, I have finished with that. Never. It is unending. Because all that things comes when a character is built up. As explained here, the Brahmacharya Ashram is meant for the development of character and spiritual qualities. Each and every ashram has its own dharma, and that has given by the Lord, not by fabricated by any Tom, Dick, Harry. That need to be understood. Otherwise, always there is a chaos, and we have suffered for that for last few decades. We don't want to repeat that same things again. And why? Why Prabhupada is explaining all these things here? Why this conversation is between Swayambhu Manu and Kardama? So that there should be a proper system of a society which can help the humanity to make a development in their spiritual life. As in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, what is that? Para dharma bhayavaha. Shreyam Swadharma Niguno Paradharma Bhayav. Agar galat bhi ho to phir bhi apne dharma ka palan karo, lekin dusre ka imitation mat karo, kyunki wo bhayav hai, swayam Bhagwan ke. Lord Himself is telling about that. Then why to just create a fuss in brain for that? That need to be really understood. If you want to really build up a society, or just wanting to have just a social gathering and come together and go, then there's no meaning. Because that seriousness to accept that thing is not there. Because the first and foremost quality of a spiritual personality is Gambhirya. How serious he is in his endeavor of taking this path further. Then Prabhupada says, next thing, that in the next part of a life, one may accept a wife and beget children, but one should not beget children like cats and dogs. Who will not beget children like a cats and dogs? The person who has not trained to build up his character and spiritual qualities. That need to be understood. Here clearly mentioned, these are the things should be followed to have a proper society, which consists of a civilized human being who can develop their Krishna consciousness. Then further Prabhupada writes it down. Kardama Muni desired to beget a child who would be a ray of the Supreme Personality of the God. One should beget a child who can perform the duties of a Vishnu. Otherwise, there is no need to produce children. If you are not capable to produce a children who can be a devotee, then it is clearly said, don't do that. But don't give some fancy name to that particular thing, that we are doing this and we are doing that. That is not mentioned here. Nowhere he says that you should follow that particular slogan of Grihastha Brahmacharya. It is clearly mentioned here, if you are not capable to produce a child who can be a devotee, leave that thing. Then further, one should beget a child who can perform the duties of Vishnu. So what is the duty of Vishnu? Palan, maintenance. To maintain a society, you need next generation. And if you are capable of not producing such, better to restrict yourself from that. There are two kinds of children born of good fathers. Prabhupada clearly gives indication. There are two kinds of children born of good fathers. What is that? The first one is educated in Krishna consciousness so that he can be delivered from the clutches of Maya in that very life. And the other is ray of Supreme Personality of a Godhead and teaches the world the ultimate goal of life. And when this happens, when father has built up his character and spiritual qualities, if they are not there, and we want Prahlad in our house, will that happen? You desire, but first deserve. Then only Lord will give you. Otherwise people, they think that everything, because the whole education system has trained us like a robot. We don't think, we just follow. Or this. Because the whole education has trained us like that. We never go out of way and think. And if you don't think, you are not going to get any sort of a knowledge. Vedic knowledge means when you read, you should contemplate on that. Because just by reading, you are not going to understand that knowledge. When you contemplate, the Lord who is sitting in your heart as a spiritual master, Chaitya Guru, he is going to reveal you that knowledge. Nashayami Atma Bhavasto Jnana Deepena Bhaswata. He said, it's me who is going to enlighten that knowledge in your heart. For that needs a contemplation. For that it needs chintan. And as clearly explained in Ishopanishad, in one of the purport Prabhupada says, but it is, he quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, text number 17, 221, where it is clearly explained that you can attract the Lord's attraction, the Lord's attention, just by hearing sincerely. But if you don't want to do that and want to come up, well, pop up with your own ideas, thing will not going to work. That will not going to benefit anyone. Neither you, nor the society. But it will create a chaos. Then, further Prabhupada says here, as will be described in latter chapters, Kardama Muni begot such a child, Kapila, the incarnation of the personality of a Godhead, who enunciated the philosophy of a Sankhya. Great householders pray to God to send his representative so that there may be an auspicious movement in human society. And at the last part of this purport, Prabhupada gives example of such a good father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Few people, they have misconception that if you have a kids, you can't preach. Look at Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What was he? Who was he? A father of 13 kids. With a one wife, not three, four wives. One wife only. And socially responsibilities, he was next to Viceroy of Bengal. He was a magistrate. You can understand what kind of a responsibilities he were bearing it. Following the responsibilities, he wrote 125 books, not in a one language, six languages: Farsi, English, Sanskrit, Bengali, Odia. And socially, he was so much responsible that he was the person who started education for whole Odisha. He establishes English medium schools for Odisha people, and that is co-education. And on top of that, when he was a superintendent for Jagannath Puri temple, he established the proper worship rule, and he was a grihastha. Great Babajis used to come and hear his Bhagavad class. And when he saw that he is not capable of continuing with such a mass preaching, he prayed their lordship, please send someone who can help me to establish thee. And as he prayed, Lord responded with him. And then he got a Bimala Prasad, the next prominent acharya of Gaudiya Siddhanta, who has established 64 mathas throughout the India, who sent his disciples to Western world to expose the Western culture to this Gaudiya philosophy. If a good father is there, you are going to have a good progeny. And here we can see Kapila Muni, how he has spawned. Lord appeared to his own devotees. He never comes at any places. Like nowadays, people, they are creating a Bhagavan factory only. Every year you will see that some new Bhagavan has popped up. And you look back to their parents, you find that they are not worth to called as the parents of Bhagavan, because they don't have performed any austerity to get this boy. You ask them, I saw one person, he has come up with like anything in our part of area. Previously he was like a drunkard person who was thrown away from the village. He was boycotted by the village because of his bad habits. And after some time he went, got some siddhi somewhere, some karana pishacha, and came back. And people started thinking that, oh, he's a great person, he's blessed by the Lord. And then paying some money from some particular sampradaya, he got a designation as a Jagat Guru. And now they are worshipping as a Bhagavan. He paid one person like a 5 lakh rupees and asked him to write his biography. And then that person started writing it from the beginning, how he was born, and everything fabricated. And nowadays there are numerous cases on him for women molestation. And still there are crazy people, they are accepting him as a god and worshipping him. Why is it happening? Because no one is bothered about what our scripture says. Now almost everyone is educated. Everybody knows how to read and write. But they still don't want to read our Vedic texts. Because to read that you need a patience. And from where you will get patience? Because you are trained in push button only. Just push it, just click it, and the whole thing manifests in front of you. Just type it, Manuspruti, you will get the whole thing. But you don't know which part should be read first. Get anything from anywhere, quote it and just say, oh, this is what said. But in what reference? What is the reason behind that? When you will think about that. When you read the first and second chapter, then you will come to know that what is the link in between them. You just jump on the part of a second chapter, you are not going to come to know that what it really means, what's the flow, in which flow these teachings are coming. That need to be understood. And that's why you see here, Srimad Bhagavatam, how nicely the whole story is progressing. How the philosophy has life is explained in this particular story of Swayambhu Manu and Kardama Muni's conversation. They have not jumped on conclusions directly. How the philosophy, according to more codes of morality, how they are nicely explained. What comes after what? What is the next? Why it has come? Everything is nicely explained. If you don't study that, you just read it like a zrrr, oh, I have finished. That's not going to help you. Neither you, another people whom in front of you, you are going to tell that, oh, I have read that. That will not going to help anyone. That's why when Sripad Vallabhacharya, he wrote his own commentary on Bhagavatam and he went to show it to Mahaprabhu. And he said, oh, I have not touched the commentary of Sridhar Swami. Mahaprabhu got furious. He said, what is that? It's like an unchaste woman. The first and prime commentary is written by the Sridhar Swami and you are not referring that, having your own conclusion. He said, just go away. And asked him, go and study this Bhagavatam. Bhagavata padiya Bhagavate rasthane. Go and study it from the person Bhagavat. And henceforth then Swarup Damodar Goswami, he started keeping track of people who can meet Mahaprabhu or not. Because if you follow particular bhava towards the Lord, there should not be contamination of other things. Because that disturbs your mood of worship. So in which line we are, that need to be understood. And according to that you can follow the things. Just don't create or fabricate by your own. And if you don't learn from history, then there is no fool or craziest person than you. Because history again repeats that. Then what's the use? That need to be understood. And then further, Prabhupada writes it here. Another reason is highly enlightened parent can train a child in Krishna consciousness so that the child will not have to come back again to this miserable world. Parents should see to it that the child born of them does not enter the womb of a mother again. Do you know that shloka from Bhagavatam? Pita na sasyat. What is that? Pitru. Pitana sasyat, janani na sasyat, guru na sasyat, devo na sasyat. Na mochayet samupet, raja na sasyat, na mochayet samupetam pritya. Because these are the personalities who are considered to take care of. Like a pita, he takes care of his family. Mata, she takes care of her kids. Guru, he takes care of his disciples. Devo means here Kula Devatas, the particular dynasty is taken care by one particular demigod. Devo Nasasya. Or Raja Nasasya. Because king, he is taking care of the whole citizens or kingdom. So, if he is not capable to deliver them, he should not take that position. And that's what Prabhupada writes in the purport. That parents should see to it that the child born of them does not enter in the womb of mother again. Unless one can train a child for liberation in the life, there is no need to marry or produce children. If human society produces children like cats and dogs for the disturbance of a social order, then the world becomes hellish, as it has in his age of Kali. So the other things that we want to work it out to create a peace in the society, they are not going to work. Unless and until this basic root cause is understood. What is the root cause of disturbance in the society? Just Prabhupada has explained in this. Not well-trained parents actually. If parents are not trained, how they are going to train their kids? Do they? It's not possible. That's why why Brahmacharya Ashram? Why one should follow this celibacy? Because celibacy keeps you pure from mind and body. And only a pure mind and pure body can be utilized in the service of the Lord. Because that builds up a character and spiritual qualities. Nothing else. And then further, Prabhupada says, in this age, neither parents nor children are trained. Both are animalistic and simply eat, sleep, mate, defend and gratify their senses. And what philosophy they follow? Yava jivan sukha jive dranam kritva gritam pibet basmi bhutasya dehasya kim punaragman bhavet. Eat, marry, what they say? Eat, drink, be merry. Khao piyo mast raho. Kal ka kisne dekha hai? एक बार जल गए तो थोड़ी मालूम है कि राख कहाँ जाने वाली है या राख के बाद हम कहाँ जाने वाले. इफ यू फॉलो दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ अ फंडा, नथिंग इज गोइंग टू हैपन, ओनली अ केओस. एंड दैट्स व्हाट वी आर सीइंग. लाइक व्हेन आई इनिशियली व्हेन आई गॉट इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, somebody told me about this four regulative principles. And I was repeating it to one of my friends. You know, this should be followed to become a civilized human being. Then how these animalistic tendencies, they work, see. This fellow, he said, What's the use of becoming a civilized person? If you become civilized, you will not become popular. No one will look at you. Look at the most sinful people. They are most popular in the world. And where they will go? What will be their destination? Then he took one name of one particular female actress. Where she will go? As per her activities and thing, definitely she is destined to go to hell. Then he took example of one more very famous businessman. Where he will go? Again the destination is same. They said, all the great personalities are going there, then why should I know? Why should I not go there? So their misconception is that whatever, because this is what the general trait, that yadiyad acharate shrashtas tatta deve itaro janaha. Whatever the big shots they follow, the rest of the people, and that's why these advertising industries, you can find all these female and male actresses. Because now they have become the lead for the society. What they do, people like to imitate. That's what happening. Previously, I think in your generation, your idol used to be some person who has a really good character and has done something for the society. You must be looking at him. And nowadays, what they are looking at? They are looking at the prostitutes as their idol. So what you are going to get it in the society then? Only chaos. So we have a really big struggle to do, you know. When you want to preach, you should have a deep understanding about this concept. And if you are not, you will be sway away in follow. We have seen so many people. One Prabhupada disciple, he was a brahmachari. He was a really good collector. Used to go and get money like anything. And in that thing only, he got in touch with the Bollywood industry. He came in contact with so many directors and this and that. And he became influenced by them. And he, even in Brahmacharya Ashram, staying in a temple, he started directing movies. And he did that. One movie was hit. Near about 21 movies he did. And one movie was really hit. And that brought him out totally from Krishna consciousness. For next 10 years, he never had any touch with the devotees. And in 96, one of our sannyasi, he went, he found him out, and he got him back to Krishna consciousness. He's supposed to take sannyas, you know. His name was in sannyas list, and he just swayed away. And now he says that what thing that made him fall down was his ego. He thought that I am here also and I can do this also. God. Maya is very subtle. She works like that. That's why this basic fundas, what Prabhupada is giving it here, that need to be understood and get it clear. Otherwise, there is a chaos. After, and here he speaks about human life, that human life is specially meant for a complete devotion to service, to the service of the Lord. That is the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. This human life is meant for devotion to the Lord and complete devotion. What are the varieties of devotional services are there? That is also explained in next few chapters that we are going to read. But right now, what is essential for us to understand, what philosophy we are following? We are following the philosophy of Chaitanya, which says complete devotion to the Lord. Nothing else. And whatever helps for that, accept that path. Don't fabricate anything. That has done by our acharyas. Whatever necessary, as per your capacities, they were foreseers. They knows what's going to happen and what sort of a situation is going to come. So they have laid the path. Just walk on that. Don't fabricate anything yourself. Because that fabrication has created blunders in the society. Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, both, they struggled so hard to illuminate these upper sampradayas in Gaudiya Siddhanta. Same people, they fabricated so many things and they came up. Now people, they have a conception of Grihastha Brahmacharya. That time they had a conception of Guru with so many wives, but not married. He used to have there as a dasis. There is a particular sect called Gauranga Nagari. They used to do that. There are 13 upper sampradayas which Bhakti Vinod Thakur tried to slash them away. He literally demolished them. Because unless and until you understand the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his philosophy is complete devotion. It never goes along with the sense gratification. And unless and until we understand this, path is not clear to walk. So let again the Mahaprabhu, what he has said, that study the scripture under the guidance of authority or some senior, serious devotee who really care for the scripture. Otherwise, then yathomat tatopat itself in the society we will create. Again, denoma, demolish our own life, nothing else. Hare Krishna. So any comment? Any question? Grantharashrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hey, go ahead.